Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Nun. We're learning Simon Yud Beis. So, Alva Gav the Bracha Rishon and Tzarech Levorach Afil Al Davar Katan. Alva Bracha Chorna Bein Shach Ol Pas Oyachad Mi Hey Minei Dagan Oykol Dvar Michael and Tzarech Levorach Ela Al Imkain Ochol Kizayis. So, the Chayodim points out that a Bracha Rishon does not require Rishir any amount. A person requires a Bracha Rishon. Bracha Chorna Chazal only Bermachayevit on a Kazayis. Kesem Mishnah says, what's the difference? Why is it that the Bracha Rishon Chazal or Machayev even on a small amount and Bracha Chorna only on a Kazayis? He says, in general, Achila found in the Torah is a Kazayis. So if the Torah says, V'chalto, V'savoto, V'rachto, right? So the Torah says, connects the chi of bracha with an act of achila in the Torah in general is a kazayis. However, he says, by bracha rishona, it's very possible you'll eat a kazayis, even though you only plan to eat a small amount. The tendency is once you start to eat some more. So he says, when would you make the bracha? So you would eat 3/4 of a kazayis and then make the bracha before the last moment? That's not a logical place to say it. Like, why would you say it then after you ate part of it? So the logical place to put it is at the beginning of the achila, where there's a potential to eat a kazayis. When you come to the end of the meal, you're finished already. Either you ate a kazayis or you didn't. If you did not eat a kazayis, so it doesn't have a shem achila. But at the beginning, it has a shem achila, it has a status of achila, because the expectation is there's a good chance you will eat a kazayis. And if that is so, the only appropriate time to say it is not at that last moment before the kazayis, but rather at the beginning of the process. Okay, so the bracha achrona is the shir of a kazayis. Now, kazayis is a measure of volume. So if you would measure it, not by weight, but by let's say, fluid ounces as a measure of volume. It's approximately the correct shear for the summer, depending on how you calculate it, somewhere between it's 9/10 of a fluid ounce to 1.1 fluid ounces. So a small shot glass, which is 1 ounce, if a person would have that amount of food, that would be enough for him to say a bracha achrona. Valmashkin, bein yayin, bein sharmashkin, filo yayin sorb, shmiyash abdaita shalodim, filo bemat, filo hochi, ein revorchin, bracha achrona, elim kain, shasa revius. So the bracha achrona for drinking is a revius. Now, the chayotim slips in over here that applies to any drink, and it includes that it applies to yayin sorb. Yayin sorb is the language that the poskim use to refer to whiskey. Like the Indians called it fire water, we call it fire wine. So it's very sharp wine. So it says even there, which people tend to drink smaller amounts, and it tends to have an impact on you even from a small amount. So maybe you would have thought that over there the shear for the bracha achrona by Yayin Sorov is less than revius. He says that's not true. The shear is a revius. And we'll come back to that point a little more. Now, how large is a revius? So again, this is a machloikas. Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noe, who was a big bucky in Shurim, and he wrote a sefer to defend and feel that he felt was correct the Shurim, which was the Masara of the Yerushalmi Masara for the Shurim. He says that the shear is 2.9 fluid ounces, 86 grams. 86 grams, the poskim can point out, the way you remember that 86 grams, the word kais, chaf vav samach, is the gematria 86. Samach is 60, chaf is 20, and vav is 6. That's 86. So 86 grams, 86 milliliters of liquid would be a revius according to him. Now, the Chazanish has a larger shear, but the chi of a bracha achrona in general is a chi of the rabbanon. So arguably, we should follow the Mishnah Berurah Sakhra that for the chi din of the rabbanon, we follow the smaller shear. So even a person's mach around the shear of the Chazon Ish, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that in regards to bracha achrona, it's appropriate to be, you're allowed to say bracha achrona on the smaller shear. It's a din of the rabbanon. So you use the smaller shear. The smaller shear, Rav Dovin Feinstein, calculated according to his father, we have two sets of shurim according to Rav Moshe. The larger shear is for the rices. He feels it's 4.4 fluid ounces. And for the smaller shear, originally Rav David Zichel Avracha, said the shear was 3.3, and eventually he recalculated it, and he came up with a number which is basically the same as Rav Chaim Noah's shear of 2.9 or 3 ounces. A person has 3 ounces of liquid, he has revius, and he will be able to say Avracha Achrona. Now, the Chayyotim continues and says, Ach kivan yesh arim dal mashkin gam ken revorchen al kazayis, kama oichlin, chen roi lizar sheyishta epochus mekazayis or revius. Don't be in a situation of a no man's land. If you drink less than a kazayis, for sure you do not make a say bracha achrona. If you drink more than a revius, for sure you do say bracha achrona. If you drink in the middle, it's a machloikis. So according to some, you do and some you don't. Well, that's not a good place to be. That you have according to some, you have a chiyuv to say a bracha achrona, and some you are not allowed to say a bracha achrona. It's not enough to say a bracha achrona. So try and avoid that situation where you're somewhere in the between. Now there is another opinion. Which says the shear is roiv revius, mole lugmov. So he's saying basically, for these purposes, if you're less than a kazayas and you're more than revius, you've avoided the roiv revius position as well, the mole lugmov position. So the chayyotim suggests that a person should try and avoid being in that situation. Okay, but then we will pick up, I want to go back to talk about the whiskey issue and some other points over here in the Chayyotim as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.